CanCare is the transformation of the $3.2 billion Medicaid program. The public meeting was held at 2 in the afternoon and wasn't all that well publicized. Still, only one of the nearly 380,000 Kansans covered by the program showed up to complain about it, and her complaint turned out to be about the loss of a service that shouldn't have been covered in the first place. But members of the CanCare Advisory Board had several questions for the managed care companies. They wanted to know how long it was taking to pay claims and resolve disputes with consumers and providers. Afterwards, Advisory Council member Jerry Henry from Atchison said he was generally satisfied that the transition was going well. Still, Henry, who is also a Democratic member of the Kansas House, said it will be important for a new legislative oversight committee to monitor the performance of the CanCare companies and the state's oversight of them.
We're just not going to hand it over to private corporations and then hope and pray that they do it right. We're going to make sure it gets done properly.
Governor Sam Brownback says he expects CanCare to both improve the care given to Medicaid recipients and to save the state $1 billion over the next 5 years. I'm Jim McLean.